You know, I'm thinking back to when I was a young man, and I was a fairly new Christian. And my thinking was much like what you've just described. And when God's will wasn't made clear, I found myself frozen in place because I wanted to serve God by finding my calling and his career for me, and yet I couldn't. So then I became confused, and I was afraid to make a decision for fear that it would be the wrong decision and it would mess up my entire life from that point on. So, you know, so help a young college student graduating today, and then we'll get on to, you know, middle-aged people later. But so given the fact that we all understand that finding God's path for us sometimes is multifaceted and takes time, what does the college student do as far as moving on and starting their career under God's umbrella and God's will?
That's a great question. Let me just kind of start out with a framework. That indecision is very, very normal for a lot of folks. We have to approach this decision like we do every decision for the Lord. Lord, give me wisdom and let me trust you until you show me your path. Until that point is shown, let me take the next step faithfully in the direction I believe you want me to take. And if I could give a modern day illustration of what I'm talking about, years ago when I was struggling with a decision to go into real estate brokerage, one of my mentors at church gave me this illustration. He said, look, I realized a little while ago, because this is about the time GPS systems were becoming popular, okay? He said, we want God to be like a roadmap. We want him to show us every turn between where we're starting and where we're ending. But God doesn't operate like a roadmap. God operates like a GPS system, and we have to trust him for the next turn. You look on a GPS system, you're not going to see every turn between here and your destination. But you're trusting that GPS to turn you the right way on the next turn, and that's the way we need to look at God. God's role in our lives, he's not going to show us every dot. He's not going to connect every dot for us many times because we're not able to handle all that information at a particular time. Like Howard said, we have to mature. And so we have to take the attitude, you know, Lord, I might be making a wrong decision right now, but based on what I can tell, based on your word, based on prayer, based on godly counsel, I think I'm supposed to be taking this step. So take a baby step in that direction and let him show you whether or not that's the right choice.
Mm. That's good.
The Lord's going to direct our steps. He's going to direct our steps.
Yeah, that's good, Robbie.